Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Second hour, it is Friday, the 21st of September, 2007. This neocon, he's written editorials and blurbs and is a minion of Rush Limbaugh. He is a fake conservative. He has said I should be arrested for treason. I set him up a few days ago for the show, and I wanted to have him on for a long time, but I got so many other guests coming up. The economy's in so much trouble. I'm not going to spend too much time with him. I'm really just going to let him sit there and speak his mind so you just get an idea of who we're dealing with, because there's a lot of these people. I'd say about 10% of the country. Literally think open borders is conservative. They think world government's conservative. They think none of it exists. They think tripling the size of the federal government's conservative. They think Bush is good. They think gun control's good. And they think I'm a treasonous traitor. So he's coming up on the show with us. Right now, let me just get into this. We're going to get more into this with Walter Berrien later. One of the big aspects of destroying the dollar is that it allows foreign corporations and the Fortune 100 to come in, because the last couple of years they positioned themselves into the euro, into other currencies, a basket of currencies, which now on average are worth about 50% more than the dollar. Some are 60%, some are 45%, some are 30% more. Some, like the loonie in Canada, is only 1% more. Now they can come in and buy everything up. And the country 20 years ago passed the line of being more foreign-owned than owned by Americans. Well, now there's almost nothing American. All these companies that got no-bid contracts, because they're American, like Halliburton and the rest of it, have moved to Dubai. They moved to Saudi Arabia. It's gone. Most of the movie theater chains, Hollywood is owned by the Arabs and the Israelis for some reason. But the actual financing, I've looked into it, is mainly Saudi and Jordanian and the folks from Dubai and Qatar and a few other places. And then British, of course. And what was left was defense industries and stock markets. And I knew the Arabs owned the majority of some stock markets, but I was reading the Financial Times of London and learned that the majority of world stock markets are now owned by the Arabs. That is the, but as if it wasn't enough that two Middle Eastern countries own 49% of the London Stock Exchange, now they're about to bid and own the majority, and that's just two countries. If you add them all together, the Arabs own it almost outright, 70%+. And same thing with Dow Jones, because Arabs own Fox. You see, you didn't know that, did you? You didn't know that Arabs... See, Murdoch's only got a minority stock now. But the way the agreements were set, he still has board control. But Saudis own more than he does. But there's one Saudi with 14% last year. So the point is they just own everything. I mean, they control the whole deal. Now it's defense stocks, though. And they're going to destroy their neighbors. I mean, you think Israel hates the Iranians? Oh, nothing like the Wahhabiist Saudis. They hate those Shiites so much. Al-Qaeda's based in Saudi. Bush announced 3 months ago that he's using Al-Qaeda to attack Iran, but then on the news they say Iran's behind Al-Qaeda. I mean, you couldn't make that stuff up. No movie could be that ridiculous. No one would believe it. No book could be that crazy. No fiction. So crude oil went above 84. Gold went to 735. It's going up right now. I mean, I've got a stack of news here. LSE, fresh bidding war. 50% of London Stock Exchange is now in the hands of two rival Gulf states battling for the region's leader in the global consolidation of exchanges. Carlyle sells stake to Dubai. The Bin Ladens are already the second biggest shareholders. Man, you couldn't make this stuff up. But it's fire sale. You can basically announce this country's gone. We'll be right back.
Now, you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web www.hazarid.com. Hazarid, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, there's so many of these clips that we're going to be playing them a little bit later in the hour. One of the clips, Gordon Bloyer, is just kind of like the archetypal example of a Rush Limbaugh-type fake conservative, says that I should be arrested for treason, and we have that clip. And we have another one where he said Keith Olbermann should be arrested for treason, and he challenges the president to arrest Keith Olbermann. I mean, you can't make this type of stuff up, as I keep saying. And then he's got some other clips saying similar things, and he's written similar things. And this is what that beatnik Michael Wiener Savage, who wrote, you know, I'm not even going to get into it, love novels, we'll just leave it at that, back in the 60s, has to say. And these commissariats have always wanted to be able to take over the country, so what they do is they pose as conservatives to be able to do that. And I don't even think Gordon Bloyer is a bad guy. I mean, he did photography for Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., been on some trips with him, and, you know, writes Minion articles for him. I really think he's the type that believes all this. In fact, during the break, I said, let me guess, there's no North American Union, no plan for one, there's no Council on Foreign Relations, and he said, yes, it doesn't exist. I mean, I was just talking to him. He said, it doesn't exist. It doesn't matter if they openly write books saying in the U.S. doesn't matter if we've got Dick Cheney. In fact, get that clip queued up where Dick Cheney says, you know, I'm secretly the former head of the CFR, but I didn't tell my constituents that. And they laugh on C-SPAN. I mean, it's a big joke. But see, Bloyer, when we posted that video a few years ago of Cheney saying that, well, there were actual posts saying it was fake. They said, oh, no, Dick Cheney, he fights the CFR. But see, Bloyer is a different type of animal. He's the old line Limbaugh type with the kook detector who just says it doesn't exist. Gordon, it's good to have you on with us.
Oh, nice to talk to you, Mr. Jones. Only I didn't say it didn't exist. It doesn't. Not doing what you say it's doing. CFR exists. So does the Trilateral Commission. So does the Bilderberg Group. But they don't do what you say they do. I mean,
well, wait a minute. I said to you word for word. I said, so there's no North American Union, no CFR.
Yeah, I misunderstood you.
And you said that's correct.
Yeah, there's no North American. And there's a North American Union. We're not going to join it. We're not going to be turning our dollar into euros. We're not building a highway from Mexico to Canada. That's all nonsense. It's not going to happen.
So you think, I would think you'd like Dr. Corsi. He shot down Kerry and wrote Unfit for Command. He has all the documents. I have all the documents. Have you read the thousands of pages of SPP documents?
No, I haven't read those at all.
You're just going to say it doesn't exist.
No, I didn't say it didn't exist. I said it's not going to happen. Now, you know, what the interesting thing is, you and I agree on a lot of stuff, because I've been listening to yesterday was the first day I really listened to your whole show, and I looked up a lot of clips on you, and we agree on closing the borders, we agree on homeschooling, we agree on gun control, the way I agree with 90% of what Ron Paul says, I agree with, that you can't trust the government. Matter of fact, on my show locally here, I brought down the mayor here who was a corrupt mayor. I brought down the assistant police chief who was a liar. I brought down, matter of fact, in today's paper, locally here, they solved a murder that I named the murderer 5 years ago with the corrupt police department covering it up because he was an informant for them, but he just happened to die last year.
Tell us where you're based and tell us about your radio show.
I have a TV. It's a local TV show on Comcast here in Portage, and I'm going to be expanding it to the internet very soon. Do a TV show on the internet and do similar things, and I'll be talking probably about almost all the same things you're talking about.
Well, let me just ask the network: do you have the clip where he calls for me to be arrested? Okay. Well, let's play the one where he talks about arresting Keith Huberman. Do you have that one? Yeah. Go ahead and roll it. Here it is. This is a
lawyer at Portage, Indiana. I have a question for all the Republican candidates. During the Civil War, President Lincoln closed down a newspaper in New York and exiled a congressman from Ohio for giving aid and comfort to the enemy. The New York Times has printed lies about this war and has given aid and comfort to the enemy. Keith Olbermann and a number of the reporters standing in this room tonight have given aid and comfort to the enemy. You, as the Republican president, will you enforce the laws against treason?
So you think Keith Huberman should be arrested for treason?
Absolutely. You do agree treason's in the Constitution, don't you?
You know, my friends, the Founding Fathers clearly stated that people had the right of total and complete free speech, and there's been no war declared. And just because you say Lincoln arrested some people, that is seen by all in jurisprudence as a complete abhorrence and a fraud in the darkest days when this country basically ended for a period of time, and that was reversed with the 1878 Posse Comitatus. So for you to, I mean, my gosh, I had family killed by Sherman's people and hotels burned down and women raped in Teague, Texas, and there you are defending what Lincoln did. I mean, you're saying they ought to clap me in irons and take me and Keith Huberman in there for treason, and if we're found guilty, we need to be, guillotined?
The First Amendment does not protect lies, does it? Lies are not an opinion. They're not a point of view. They're not criticism. They're just lies.
And you're going to decide what a lie is, right?
No, I'm not going to. A jury is going to. And you're going to have to present your evidence to the jury. You know, the people in the Middle East use your words and your attacks on our government, and you're giving aid and comfort to the enemy. And,
you know, did you see the California Deputy Attorney General in 2002 on the eve of the war? He said, Calhoun, he said, no protest is allowed. It was in the Oakland Tribune because he said, he's a Democrat, when you protest the war, that aids Al-Qaeda. And you were giggling and snickering the other day, I noticed, on a video clip I saw. First making fun of no one, you know, only 5,000 anti-war protesters, implying the majority of people are for the war, which you know isn't true. And then you snickered about them being arrested. Do you think anti-war protests should be banned?
No, definitely not.
Matter but wait fact, a minute, that gives aid. That gives aid.
No, it doesn't give aid and comfort to the enemy. What it does is it gets some publicity, but it sure doesn't. In 1969, during the Vietnam War, if you remember, there was a big October moratorium. And they marched into where I was living at the time, Monterey, California. And there's a major front page story in the Monterey Herald how I spit on those war protesters as they moved in through the gates into the Monterey Plaza. You know, I have had to fight people like this for years and years.
By the way, that's assault. Lying. That's assault to spit on somebody.
Well, I wasn't arrested, but...
Yeah, I know, because it's all selectively enforced. If I spit on somebody, they'd beat the living daylights out of me. Now, let me stop you, Gordon, for just a moment. You say that I should be arrested. Let's go ahead and play this clip. Here it is.
Hi, Gordon Bloyer here. Hey, it's September 11th. It's time to remember when two planes went into the tower. It's in New York City. When one plane went into the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., and one plane went down in Pennsylvania. The fact is, these things did happen as you saw them on television. There was no conspiracy. There is no bombs placed in the World Trade Center. The facts are clear. There are no unanswered questions. There is no conspiracy. People who are out there lying, like Alex Jones, are undermining our efforts to fight these terrorists. They are committing treason. When you lie at a time of war, you are committing treason. Remember, friends, there is a lie is not a point of view, and it's not an opinion. It's just a lie. And a lie in a time of war is treason. It's giving aid and comfort to the enemy. It's time for Alex Jones to be arrested for treason and tried. In a jury of his peers.
All right.
We need to prosecute these nutcases.
All right, prosecute the nutcases. So, A, if I was just a nutcase, do we go out and arrest all the schizophrenics off the street corners? Gordon, let me finish here.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't do that. Now, A, there are a lot of examples, like Kermit Roosevelt went on NPR before he died, and he admitted the CIA staged terror attacks in Iran and blamed it on their leader, Mohammad Mossadegh. I was called a conspiracy theorist about Gulf of Tonkin. Now it's declassified. The government staged that event that led to the Vietnam War. There are Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to hijack jets, bomb D.C., blame it on foreign enemies. So we have a history of government-sponsored terror. Hitler staged an attack on his own base to start the war with Poland. That's mainline history. And so because criminal elements of our government have staged attacks before or staged provocations, they just caught Canadian police attacking other police dressed up like anarchists. That was admitted now by the police. That's in the Canadian newspapers. I mean, that's all real, sir. So you just say I'm a liar, but you don't have any proof.
Well, we're going to let you, you know, if they were to arrest you for treason, you would be able to try to prove that in court. However, you know, talking to you on this is like talking to a Holocaust denier. They can come up with all kinds of people that say that the Jews couldn't have been killed in that massive amount. They can come up with reasons why that gas didn't do this, that, or the other thing. But when you put out a movie that says that the British commandos or the British intelligence or the people that planted the bombs in London, that is sheer nonsense. The fact that Let me just stop you.
I've interviewed, I don't know, what, four or five top British commandos, formerly with SAS, assigned, who said that at the higher levels, the IRA was complete British intelligence and that they did carry out many of the famous bombings. Are you aware that's all over BBC and London Telegraph?
I'm aware of that, but also Janet Cook and Jason Blair printed stories that were true until they found out they were lying.
Oh, excuse me. No. It's now admitted that they've had government hearings on it.
The government admitted they planted bombs to kill their own people?
Yes, it's come out. Mm-hmm, yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, did you hear the Jerusalem Post came out with the declassified documents, that whole stage deal with Idi Amin? Well, number one, Gordon, did you know that Mossad admits they put Idi Amin in Uganda?
Sure.
Admitted that was staged. Stay there, Gordon Bloyer. Stay there, my friend. We've got a break. And I'm going to have you up in the future for a full hour. I mean, all I'm doing is looking at all these declassified admissions of terror. And then, lo and behold, I see it again happen. And it comes out. And then you're saying I should be arrested. By the way, under the new Homeland Security Act and the Military Commissions Act, I wouldn't get a jury. I could be tortured. I mean, it's incredible. You think you're Jack Bauer.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for a fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues. It means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Gordon Boyer, he's really par for the course. Millions of people say I should be arrested, along with Keith Olbermann and the New York Times. When they're total establishment, don't hold your breath on that, Gordon. But I wanted to ask you, you said that there's not a North American Union, it's not taking over. The UN's going to decide if Russia gets the North Pole. A international tribunal just said that the Mexican trucks get to come into the U.S. above our courts. They are building the NAFTA superhighways. It's in. I have all the official text dot and federal documents. You just say you haven't read them. I mean, Gordon, you just keep saying we're lying, but we're not. You're not informed, buddy.
May 25th, 2001, you said we were about to go under martial law. You've said that on numerous occasions on your show, and I don't remember us ever going into martial law. I could point out...
Really? You didn't... Well, let me just stop you there.
I missed it. Did we impose martial law on us someday?
Absolutely. When you have free speech zones and you have people being tasered for unauthorized demonstrations, and when you have a doubling and now a tripling of the police, and when you have Bush... Okay, well, hundreds of mainstream newspapers have now said we're in an effective dictatorship. Are you aware of PDD...
Mainstream newspapers?
Let me stop you. Hold on. PDD 51 says that the president is above the Congress in continuity of government. Even conservative WorldNet Daily says that. And he's now given continuity of government over to the UN. And I also said in the full article you're quoting from that it would be an incremental continuum, a slide into martial law. Yes, sir. We are under... Actually, we've been under martial law since 1933.
Well, let me quote you again. You tell me to wake up. Don't listen to the mainstream media. And there you go, quoting the mainstream media. You
know, telling us how good it all is.
Mainstream media... as your source, and then you say you don't believe the mainstream media.
No, that's the oldest tactic in false debating I've ever heard.
Oh, really? Yeah.
When I say there's different types of media, you've got the known pundits like Tommy Franks illegally being paid close to $500,000 a year to go out and say martial law is the next step. You remember him going out and saying that?
Tommy Franks said martial law is the next step? No, I don't
know. You didn't hear about all the fake news reporters? You didn't hear about the tens of billions of dollars spent on fake news?
No, I didn't.
You didn't hear about Armstrong Williams?
Oh, sure, I heard about Armstrong Williams, and yours highly exaggerated.
No. The Congressional Budget Office, in one buy, said one illegal news purchase was $1.8
billion. They gave Armstrong Williams was paid money.
$244,000 a year.
Right, to do some advertising.
No, to covertly lie and to go say that he was for the socialist program of Head Start.
No, see there.
And no child left behind.
That's where you get it all backwards, see. You know, somebody could give me $250,000 to advertise something, but I'm going to advertise it as the truth.
So hold on. So the Pentagon and others aren't out there with secret media buys and propaganda placement? Let me ask you this. First they said they were torturing. Then they said they weren't torturing. Are we torturing? Is torture good?
Oh, first of all, you have to define torture, and I don't believe Gonzalez,
Gonzalez, the Mecha La Raza leader you like, says that someone can die and it's not torture, right?
No, somebody can't. You know, first of all, torture is what happened to John McCain, hanging him up by his arms so that his shoulders are whacked out today that he can't hardly walk. Putting people in naked pyramids is not torture. It might be humiliation. I believe in humiliation.
That was a psyop. They released that. The Army and General Toogoombo's own report, Newsweek, said it was raping him with battery acid dripping objects.
Who said this?
General Toogoombo, don't make fun of his name. He's a Filipino-American, two-star general. It's the official Army report. Said that they were raped and tortured.
Well, I don't condone any of that. But you just tried
the psyop.
Waterboarding, and I don't believe those are torture.
Oh, you don't think waterboarding?
No, I don't.
Drowning someone is, okay.
No, I don't.
Let me tell you something, Boyer. You're an un-American piece of trash. I have every right to say what I want. No, you're a monster, and let me tell you something.
No, you're a huckster.
Well, here I am.
I saw your. You know the one. You know how I really found out about you was there was one thing that you did, and it was a.
How dare you, Blawyer, sit there and say I deserve to be arrested? How dare you say I deserve to be arrested when we have all these declassified admissions of government-sponsored terrorism? How dare you claim you're a conservative when you lick the boots of this phony government and George Bush and his daddy who called for a one-world government, new world order?
Next
you people
you're
make...
telling me Tinkerbell and the Tooth Fairy.
Next, I'm going to be telling you Limbaugh's an OxyContin addict.
One thing we can agree on, Bill Clinton did have sex with that woman.
Oh, very funny. Yeah, one thing we can agree on is the Bushes vacation with Bill Clinton, and they recruited him into Bilderberg in 1991, and Rupert Murdoch and Roger Ailes, your favorite guys, are financing Hillary.
Let me quote you again.
Boyer, listen to me for a second. Listen, you're not a real conservative. You're a weak-minded individual, and and you are the treasonous traitor when you attack the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Read the Founding Fathers.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All of the things that's wrong. Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it all away? What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up?
Neocon Michael Savage has called for our arrest. Sean Hannity, that little traitor who says all militias should be arrested and everyone should put chips in their children, continue to pose as conservatives. But their days of treason are up. Real conservatives, real libertarians, real Americans know the Federal Reserve's private. They know they're destroying the dollar, and they will be exposed. And we don't need to go arrest all these people. We're going to expose them as the criminals they are. You've got a lot of weak-minded people that don't know that Bush tripled the size of the BATF. They don't know that Bob Barr, NRA board member on this show, said that it's more anti-gun now than under Clinton. They don't know how gun shops everywhere are getting hit and getting hit hard. They don't understand how Bush radically increased funding for the CPS to grab children or blocked taking mercury out of the vaccines. They don't even understand that. Or that Bush is using al-Qaeda to attack Iran while at the same time claiming that Iran is al-Qaeda when they're Shiite. While Saudi Arabia buys up the whole country. It's incredible the treason we're seeing. And instead, because I sit here and put my life on the line, somebody like Gordon Bloyer goes out there and makes dangerous statements about how I should be arrested. I found other clips of other neocons online saying I should be arrested. And the danger is some goon will listen to that, some mentally unstable person, and come after me physically. Now, Bloyer, I think you're a fool. And I think you're a well-meaning fool. That's what's so pathetic about you. But, you know, you should really back off your un-American statement that I should be arrested and tried in this system for saying 9/11 is an inside job. It's unbelievably incredible. But not just me. I say a lot more radical things than Keith Olbermann. Why should he be arrested?
Keith Olbermann just lies on a daily basis. But, you know, where I really found out the truth about you was in your Death of America Part 1. You can go on YouTube and you can see that. You can hear it anyway. And when you were, and this was the, I guess you recorded this the day that Patriot Act passed again. And you came on with your Jimmy Swaggart story about, oh, people, I couldn't sleep last night. I was four or five times I woke up during the night.
That's true.
And I looked at it. I don't believe that for a minute. And then you started crying, your Jimmy Swaggart act. You know, you're worse than Jim Baker and his wife ever were.
Well, wait a minute. Those guys all support what's happening.
You do this for money.
But, I mean, wait a minute. I mean, those preachers all support your neocon stuff. Well, let me just stop you. I don't get $289 million contract plus merchandise like Limbaugh. I don't make 1/10,000th of what Limbaugh makes, and I do have employees. And you know, frankly, at the end of the day, I do need to make money. I thought you were free market. I thought you were a conservative.
Oh, I just have to be pointing out you're a huckster. I'm for those guys making money too. For all those TV preachers making money, but they shouldn't be lying about it and stealing the money. The Ward Churchill is one of your supporters, and you know, he was an Indian until he found out he was lying.
Well, and Ward Churchill, my friend, is not one of my supporters, and I don't think the people that in the towers were Nazis. He believes what you believe, that Al Qaeda attacked us. Listen, Bloyer, I appreciate your call. I really do. I mean, there you go, folks. And he said on his website he was going to attack me and say I was a huckster and all that money stuff. You know, I put my films out for free. You can watch all 16 of my films on Google Video. I could snap my fingers and have none of those up there. I haven't even made the money back from Terror Storm. And I think I spent 30 seconds in the last hour plugging my videos. And don't worry, Walter Berrien, I'll hold you over in the next hour if need be. Or we'll get you up later next week for a full hour. Walter Berrien's holding. We got all this serious financial news out there. But I need to have the enemy on. I need to give them a place. You can hear from them and hear what they have to say and hear the denial that they're in. But, at the end of the day, I like driving a decent car and I like living in a comfortable house. But that's not what I worship. If I worshiped that, I would have been a neocon talk show host. I mean, I got offers for literally 10, 12 times what I make a year. I guess it'd be about 12 times, yeah. And back then, it'd probably be 20 times what I make. Back when I got these offers, yeah, it'd be about 20 times. Back then, I was probably making about $40,000 a year. So that offer would be about, I don't know, what's $1.2 million a year? How many times 40,000 is that? So, but I opened myself up for this attack. I mean, I wanted him to come on and say this. I wanted him to come on and do this. I wanted him to have a chance to come on the show. See, Peter Jennings put out the establishment line and made $10 million a year. And Dan Rather put it out and made $8 million a year. And Limbaugh does it and makes $20, $30 million a year. This is over $30 million a year. And Tommy Franks gets to get $450,000-something illegally to go lie and say, I'm just saying this individually. I'm not part of the Republican Party, but I think martial law, unfortunately, is what we need next. And they can run around and do all of that, and Halliburton can have no-bid contracts and move over to Dubai and make hundreds of billions of dollars a year, and then I'm not supposed to make films and then lose money and put them out. I mean, you can watch them in high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv, a lot better than Google Video. We wish you would. It'd be nice to make the money back on Terror Storm. Endgame, I'll probably never make the money back on it. It was so expensive to make, but it's a love affair. It's like a work of art. It's something I have a passion for, something I put literally 10 hours a day into on top of all my other duties, total of about 16, 17 hours a day for 15 months. I didn't see my family sometimes for days on end. I went home with black circles around my eyes, totally exhausted. My wife is freaked out and for years been saying we should get out of the country. We've looked at New Zealand. A couple nights ago, I literally woke up with acid reflux, which I never had before, totally freaked out about the economy and what they're doing to the dollar. And what does he say? He says, I am Jimmy Swaggart. Because I'm freaked out by the Houston Chronicle reporting they've built FEMA camps for the American people. There's talk show hosts all over the country saying I should be arrested. I mean, if that isn't, you know, they built camps and people are on national radio saying I should be arrested. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely incredible that we've gone this far. I mean, they're overrunning our borders from Texas to Oregon. The official language is going to be Spanish. I mean, Spanish only is to be taught. This is on the news. In science, English, and math. I mean, they're not just having bilingual now. They're just saying we're going to go all Spanish in schools with 10% illegals. I mean, you talk about trying to dumb people down and break the country up. Mexican trucks are driving all over the place. The economy's unraveling. The dollar's plunging. The Fed chiefs are running around bad-mouthing the currency, trying to drive it down further. We're on the edge of worldwide depression. The mainstream media is even saying that, but putting their spin on it. And you got this guy. He's got this. I wanted you to hear him because he's got that giggling. It's funny. He's got the same little twinkle-eyed stare, the same little piggy face. They all have it. It's like a spirit or something. And it's just, oh, there's, you know. No, North American Union isn't real. It's not happening. It's not going to take over. My gosh, almost everything's foreign-owned. Foreign courts control what we do in trade. The UN's going to decide if the Russians get the North Pole. Hundreds of national parks and other areas are under UN control. I politely asked park rangers about it, and they threatened to arrest me. 20% of the country's on Prozac and Ritalin-type drugs. 1 in 75 now have autism from 1 in 25,000. The sperm count's down by 85%. Diabetes is up by over 3,000%. The UN's openly talking about sterilizing everybody and one-child policies in the West. Everything's falling apart. I'm totally freaked out. And this guy's just making jokes about how I should be arrested. And that's who they are. And we wait till Hillary or one of the Democrats gets in. I mean, it's going to, all these Democrats that didn't like the police state are going to be real happy. All these Democrats that can see the corruption now, they're not going to care. I mean, we're in for hard times. And people like Gordon Blawyer are making jokes about it and talking about how Fred Thompson, I was talking to him during the break, is going to save us from Hillary. The guy's an actor. It's totally staged. But they need the Democrats to blame the tripling of the BATF and the amnesty and all of it. And Thompson was for amnesty. Thompson's for war with Iran, just like Hillary. Just go ahead and admit that side by side, they're the same on all the issues. Except maybe one or two football issues that they never intend to decide on, like abortion or gay marriage. All right, I'm going to take my time here plugging this sponsor. And you know what? Since I'm going to get criticized for, quote, making money, I got 12 employees, folks, and if we don't get a lot of money in here, we don't operate. And the great thing is we just bought a super powerful, leased a super powerful content distribution system, PrisonPlanet.tv is smoking right now, super fast downloads. I mean, some areas we're getting four times T1 downloads. If it isn't downloading fast for you, it's your connection. We have added this now for PrisonPlanet.tv members, 15 cents a day. You get 3 months free if you get a yearly membership, or go get a trial monthly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hundreds of special reports I've done, TV shows I've done, all 16 of my films. Endgame will be up there a full 2 weeks, at least 2 weeks before it's out. October 24th is now the launch date. That's when it'll go out on, and then it'll come out in the first week of November on DVD. So PrisonPlanet.tv for all the members out there, and it's a factory of resistance. Remember, enemies like Bloyer are out there. They desperately want full control. They desperately want to overthrow the country and bring in their one-world government. I don't know if Bloyer wants that, but his masters certainly do. And he certainly wants to arrest people that are fighting it. So go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and download all my films in high quality and just start burning copies of them aggressively. Burn a copy when you go to work. Burn a copy in the evening. It takes a few minutes, depending on your computer speed. Make copies of all my films. Make copies of comprehensive annual financial reports exposed with Walter Burian. I made a documentary with him. Go burn hundreds of copies of it. Get it out to people. I mean, you tell somebody like Bloyer, hey, the government's got a second set of books, 75%+ of the stock market's government-owned, it's all a big scam, here's their documents, he'll just giggle and snicker and laugh and say it doesn't exist. Well, a lot of people will listen and will check into it. Gordon will laugh and say the Federal Reserve isn't private. We'll expose it and prove it is. So go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a membership, and folks, take action and realize they want to arrest me and others. And they want to arrest Keith Olbermann. They want to shut down free speech in this country. They desperately can't win the fight. They're being exposed for being big government pimps. They're being exposed for being New World Order. They're being exposed for selling out this country. They're being exposed for moving our companies offshore. And so they can't win the fight intellectually. They want to arrest us. So I want you to go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a membership. And I want you to make hundreds of copies of Terror Storm Final Cut. Hundreds. I want you to buy the super high-quality DVD off the secure shopping cart on InfoWars.com. I want you to make hundreds of copies of it. I mean hundreds. You can burn copies on a DVD burner at 5 minutes apiece. And while you're surfing the computer doing stuff or paying bills, you can make four or five copies and give them to people. If you've already made copies, do it again. I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. You make so much of what we do possible. And I also want to thank sponsors like Brave New Books. You can go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have banners over to the Brave New Books bookstore. And they're just fabulous folks. It's BraveNewBookstore.com. Thousands of titles. You want it, they've got it. 9/11 Truth, Alternative Medicine, The World's Banking Power, Suppressed Science, Globalization, North American Union, Secret Societies, The Occult, Constitutional Studies and Law, and many more. Give them a call at 866-516-6623. If you've heard of the title, they got it. 866-516-6623 or BraveNewBookstore.com. And they got a special right now, normally $19.95, $16.95. Manias, Panics, and Crashes, The History of Financial Crises, 5th edition, Charles P. Kindleberger and Robert Alber, A Timeless Classics. You need this book. Again, BraveNewBookstore.com or 866-516-6623. And it's really up to us, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, David Rockefeller and all these people say they're abolishing the U.S., setting up world government, they're getting rid of our country. Clay Cheney saying that he's CFR and that he wanted to keep that secret from his constituents, people like Bloyer. Go ahead.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
See, it's a big joke, and Bloyer types went on the YouTube site when we posted that and said it wasn't real. They email me and say that I make up the passage where Rockefeller says that he's guilty as charged, that he wants to set up world government. And you guys are going to fail. I mean, people like Bloyer, they don't look the stuff up. People like Savage and Limbaugh, they know. They know full well what they're doing. They're there to pacify conservatives. They're there to neutralize conservatives. I mean, I heard Neil Bortz 2 weeks ago say the Federal Reserve isn't private. He's not going to talk about it. I mean, its charter is admittedly private. It is private. They are the ones that have devalued the currency. They are the ones selling out our sovereignty. They are the ones that have set up the economic atmosphere and written about it to make it very conducive to offshore and to cause the country to be bought up by foreign interest. They are the ones plunging the dollar right now. And people like Bloyer cannot admit that Limbaugh is a traitor. They cannot admit that George Bush Sr. is not a conservative. They cannot admit that Bush, Georgie Porgy, is a globalist. They cannot admit that Saudi Arabia is tied in with Israel and tied in with England and is openly running ops against Iran. I mean, neocons get up every day and say Iran's funding al-Qaeda. Iran is the opposite of al-Qaeda. That's just a fact. They're corrupt mullahs. They're a corrupt government like every other government. But they're a banana republic. But, I mean, you just can't get on air and say that Shiites are Wahhabist. You can't do that. And then have Bush as a White House announcement that they're using five terror groups to attack Iran, and the number one group is run by the number three in al-Qaeda. I mean, that's how dumb they think these people are. I guess they are. I mean, it's just in your face. Walter Berrien, straight ahead.
Year. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
All right, here's the deal. I got the city councilman that got punched, pushed, knocked over. The cop jumps on him, beats him up, and the media says the councilman's evil and been arrested for being beaten up. He'll just be joining us for like 5-10 minutes because I want to just go ahead and keep Walter Burian right through to the end of the show. But I'm going to be interspersing news in between that. And then I'm just going to have Walter up for a full hour sometime next week because so much is happening. Walter Burian, he can tell you about his bio, who he is. I made a video with him, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed. And the film's now available on DVD, by the way, on Infowars.com. You can watch it at PrisonPlanet.tv. He's made some other documentaries, and we'll tell you about his website as well today. And there's so much to talk about. But, Walter, in the couple minutes we've got before we start the next hour, and then I'm going to get the councilman on for a few minutes, and then we'll go back to you, and I appreciate you doing that because we've just got so many guests today. But we just can't do this in 20 minutes. We need to have you longer, so I'm going to keep you longer, and I appreciate you doing that. In a nutshell, tell us in 60 seconds who you are, what you did, what you discovered, and then we're going to get into it more in the next hour. And then what's happening right now in the economy in the basics, then we'll walk through more detail in the next hour.
Well, Alex, just a quick note. I was listening to you with that other person who was doing the double speak, and you were doing an excellent job. I was sitting there applauding it. The game he was playing was just simply a distraction and diffusion, trying to misdirect. Alex, you're spearheading right in the right in the heart of the problem, which is the corruption, the money, and the takeover by government, the growth by government. You asked who Walter Burian is. If you do a search on Google, punch in Walter Burian, you'll get about 47,000 hits. You'll see my writings, my articles. You'll learn how I think and what I'm writing about. Bottom line, government took over, Alex. They've been laughing all the way down to the bank for the last 65 years. They've constantly distracted the public. They constantly misdirected the public. They constantly attack anyone who brings up the points of their growth, their expansion, and their takeover of the wealth. And it's just a business as usual for them, Alex. They complain about you making money. You're making a grain of sand on a grain of sand on the beach compared to what government is doing and what the players inside government are doing and how they're scratching each other's backs, cutting multi-million-dollar deals every single hour, laughing all the way down to the bank as the public sits there scratching their head saying, there's something wrong here, but I just can't figure it out.
We're about to break, Walter.
Walter,
we're going to get into the root of it in the next hour. Right now, what we're seeing with the Fed intentionally trying to kill the dollar, are they making that move to totally blow out what's left of assets so the foreign interest can buy up what's left?
It all has to do with manipulation of the money and investment. They have the majority of the investments. They control the majority of the derivative positions. So they're schooling. They're schooling the public as minnows back and forth so they can feed. That's exactly what's going on. The sharks are feeding. Now, I'll explain the game when we get back on.
Now, the reason I'm so freaked out is this is the biggest move I've seen in my lifetime, and it looks like they're going to go ahead and go for broke in the next year. Do you agree with that?
Right now, I follow the dollar index. I've been telling people for the last 4 years that it's going to drop down to probably a low of about 75, 76.
Yeah, you said that last year.
Yeah, it just hit into the 77 range yesterday, or the high 77 range, low 78. So I give it another, you know, week or two. You're going to bottom out probably in the 75, 76. You may take a shoot back up to the 80, trying to break 80. It probably won't break it. It'll come back to the 75, 76. At this point in time, what I'm looking for is maybe a low tick of about 73, 72, 80.
I mean, putting that in layman's...
Put it this way. They're going to drive it down a little bit lower, and then they're going to start working it back a lot higher. Okay? As they play their game, liquidating everybody else of their money.
Now, again, only about 20% of the wealth is left in what you'd call middle-class hands. This is all a contraction, like a python. When you take a breath out, it squeezes tighter.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.